Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful Saturday in the Commonwealth, a day for football, a day for racing, big day at Churchill Downs. As always, my great friend, my host, Dave Buzzy Baker, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him.
Jeter, great to talk to you and see you again, and we'll talk on a future show about your world travels, but it's great to be talking racing again today. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. We are here in September. We have not reached the fall yet, and today officially begins the road to the Derby.
Big day, Buzzman, as the Grade 3 Iroquois is held at Churchill Downs, and this is the first race on the road to the Kentucky Derby 2026. Hard to believe we're already moving to 152 for Kentucky Derby time.
Yes, sir.
These two-year-old are really exciting at this time of year to catch a glimpse of and see what they have to offer. This was the same time of year I started to really focus in on Sovereignty just a year ago. The Street Sense Stakes there at Churchill. And I locked in on him at that time, and we all know what great accomplishments Sovereignty then has to offer here in this great year with his Derby win, his Belmont Stakes win, his Travers win, and hopefully his win in the Breeders' Cup Classic. But today we focus on a couple of races at Churchill. First,
yes,
Grade 3 Iroquois.
How do you size it up?
Well, the 6-5 early morning favorite is going to be Comport, a horse by Collected. Out of a flatter mare who's already thrown a stakes winner, and that stakes winner is Comport. This horse won the juvenile stakes at Ellis Park, really kind of stalking the lead at 7 furlongs. Is going to have to stretch it out a little bit today, Buzzman. Won a mile for the first time, not 2 turns at Churchill Downs, still just a 1-turn mile there. But Comport, the 7 horse, has raced 3 times so far for trainer Eddie Keneally, and won twice and run second in the other time he has made appearance at the racetrack. Has been at Churchill Downs twice, has run 2 good ones. Louis Saez rode him until the race at Ellis Park when Tyler Gaffleon came back from injury and had such a great meet. Tyler gets them out again today. I think this horse obviously has speed, can put himself in a really good position, and nobody better judge of character and of distance at Churchill Downs right now than Tyler Gaffleon. So Gaffleon, I think, has stamped himself as the best jockey in Kentucky, but guess what? Now have the Ortiz brothers who are staking out their claim in Kentucky and have moved their tack here as well. Just the riding colony in Kentucky now is just amazing. But I think you start the handicapping really with Comport, and you got to try to beat him if you're going to try to beat anybody in this race.
All right, so how do you do that?
Well, I think the horse that could possibly do it, Buzz, is Spice Runner, a son of Gun Runner. We all know the great Gun Runner, not only a great racehorse, but a stallion as well. Trained by Steve Asmussen for Ron Winchell and the Winchell Thoroughbreds, LLC. This horse has run 3 times as well, did break his maiden at Churchill Downs, came back and did run in the juvenile at Ellis Park as well, ran 2nd to Comport, but made the lead that day. And I think this horse is probably a little better when he stalks. And Keith Asmussen rode him that day. Jose Ortiz is getting the mount back. Jose rode him to victory in his first start. So Spice Runner is 7-2. I think those two look to be on paper the best two. But a horse that I like, Buzzy, is a big long shot, and I think has a big shot to pull the upset.
And that is?
I knew you would ask. Number 8, Voiced, the son of Instagram, trained by William Walden, William Walton having a great year, 26% winners out of 120 starters. This horse broke its maiden last time out at Ellis Park, but it's how he did it that impressed me the most. Going 7 furlongs, he broke dead last out of 11 horses, Buzzy, from the number one post position, a very tough post position for a first-time starter, broke dead last, and in 7 furlongs went from the 11th position all the way to win, going away by 2 lengths. This is the kind of horse that I really look for when you stretch out to the 7 furlongs and to the mile distance, a horse that can rate and come from behind, and I think that is the horse that I look for in this particular race.
Okay, so the question is, how do you play it?
I'm going to play Voice, number 8, Across the Board. He's 12-1 in the morning line. I think, you know, you can get at least pretty good odds on him, Buzzman. I think I'm going to play him. I'm going to play him in the exact box with the 5 and 7. That would be Comport and Spice Runner. And then I'm going to use the 8 on top and underneath, the 1, 4, 5, 7, and 10. Try to hit a big price here in the Grade 3 Iroquois. Voiced is my pick in the Iroquois.
Well, you are the racing expert, but you have just blown this race, and that's okay.
Because you have a horse.
I have the winner today.
Yes, you
and
do.
And we are going with the 12, Maximus Prime.
Yes, you've been on the Maximus Prime since day one.
Since day one. And for people that don't know the story, Larry Demery, who had gone west in the Derby last year, was fighting cancer, had this horse. He got beat like a length in his first start out at Keeneland. And then the last time he raced at Churchill Downs was on Thurby. And he came through, and I forget what the other horse's name was, but the horse set a track record at the distance, and he beat Maximus Prime by a neck. Larry unfortunately passed away, succumbed to his battle with cancer, had a long layoff, came back about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, 2-3 weeks ago at the pea patch, ran well, but ran second, needed that race to tighten him up. And as you mentioned earlier, he now is the beneficiary of Tyler Gaffleone coming back because he gets Luis Saez today. The best jock that's ever been on top of him. And at 12-1 from the outside post position, the closer, Maximus Prime, will come away with the Iroquois victory today.
I like your enthusiasm. I always like your enthusiasm and your reasons for liking this horse. The horse that beat him that day at, by half a length, he was closing like a freight train. Was
Pinky Yes, he was.
Pinky Finger.
That's exactly who it was. That's right. And set the track record at that distance that day. But so I will be using Maximus Prime with your selections as well. But despite that, let's now move to the race that you brought to bear, that you brought to Churchill Downs, and that is the Louisville Thoroughbred Society Stakes.
Well, you know, Buzzy, you're very kind, but Churchill Downs is the real reason for the Louisville Thoroughbred Society Stakes. I'm very proud of the Louisville Thoroughbred Society and what it's become in the community and everything. But that is due to Mike Schnell and his daughter, Erica, and all the great team there at the LTS. And they really have done a tremendous job and making it not only a great place to go and visit, but a staple in the entertainment venues in the great city of Louisville, and a part of the thoroughbred community as well.
Yes.
But all that being said, this Louisville Thoroughbred Society Stakes, which was won for the first time by Michelle Lovell with her horse, she's a great trainer as well. But, you know, this is probably the deepest field in the history of the short history of the LTS Stakes, made possible by Churchill Downs. And I really like a horse in here, Buzzy, by the name of Ben Tornado. Ben Tornado is coming off a deep layoff, hasn't been out since the Breeders' Cup sprint a year ago, November at Del Mar. Been off all that time, Buzzman. And we'll be coming back today. Now, isn't that a great thing that the LTS Stakes has a Breeders' Cup horse, ran second, Just
yep.
no chaser in the Breeders' Cup sprint a year ago. If he can win this race, it sets him up to go right back to Del Mar and maybe claim a victory in the Breeders' Cup sprint. Coming off that layoff all that time, Ben Tornado, a Florida bred, going to be getting Irad Ortiz up. And this horse has been training lights out, Buzzman. August 22nd at Saratoga, went 4 furlongs and 47 flat from the gate. Looks ready to go. Has run well in the past off the layoff. And, you know, in 9 starts, has hit the board all 9 times. And at this distance, 4 starts, 3 wins, and a second. Ben Tornado is the horse I think to beat in the LTS Stakes today.
So my question is always is how do you play it?
Well, this is a race that I think you can spread out underneath with Ben Tornado. I think you can use hold on just a second. I'm trying to get my notes in front of me, making sure that there's two
horses
stretched. Number one, World Record. Number 5, Nash is out. But I think you can also use the 10, Skelly, a horse trained by Steve Asmussen. So
yes.
Asmussen's got Skelly, the 10 horse, and also the 2 horse. I'm going there now. Roll on Big Joe.
Roll on
Big Joe for Bobby Hess. Shipping in, has raced at Churchill twice in his life, has won both of those, coming in off the grade 1 Dean Crosby out at Del Mar in the last out, but did win the Kelly's Landing, grade 3 event at Churchill Downs back in June. Julian LaPerrue getting the saddle job for Roll On Big Joe. So those are the two that I'm going to use in particular. May I also throw in a little bit with Full Moon Madness underneath as well. But those are the horses I'm going to use. Focus on Ben Tornado in the LTS Stakes today in the 10th race.
And, of course, all of Gene's picks, you can find them at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. I look forward to seeing you as always, and give that beautiful Donna a hug for me, and look forward to seeing you both very soon.
All right. Love you, my friend.
Love you, brother. Take care, my friend.
Right. See you soon.